Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing and be in prayer.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you, unless you, of course, want to hear an hour-long dialogue, but I have nothing really planned. But we can start talking, and we'll change the subject to whatever you'd like to. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And please give us a call if you have something you think is important. Well, we're hearing a lot on radio, discussion on the evening news about the woman named Susan Rice. Susan Rice happens to be the current American ambassador to the United Nations, and she is Barack Obama's pick. She will probably be the woman that he will select to become the next Secretary of State, replacing Hillary Clinton when she resigns the first of next year. Now, then there's quite a bit of controversy because Susan Rice was asked shortly after the attack in Benghazi what the cause of it was, and she gave the explanation that the reason there'd been an attack in Benghazi was because of the Muslim fury over a video that had been put out, which was insulting to Muhammad, which really wasn't true, and she knew it wasn't true. And but of course, that then became the basis of the debate over whether or not she should be allowed to become the next American Secretary of State. Then some people say, well, it wasn't her fault. They gave her the wrong information. And General Petraeus has actually come to her defense saying, yes, we gave her the wrong information. And that's, of course, what she said. Now, yes, it was a mistake. I shouldn't have said it. It wasn't true, but that was what I'd been told. I'd been briefed, and that's what I've been told. And so should Susan Rice then become my next Secretary of State, or should we simply refuse her that because she was given the wrong information she put out? And the debate rages on. And, of course, that's not the real issue at all. That is simply, ladies and gentlemen, a planned diversion. Who is Susan Rice? How many people out there have you heard talking about who she really is and who she really represents and where she came from and what she was doing before she became the American ambassador to the United Nations? Well, I'll tell you who Susan Rice is. She's part of the little group that runs America, that has always run America, at least going back to 1977. Because between 1977 and the year 2008, 7 of the 12 U.S. Secretaries of State came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly Susan Rice was a member of this little tiny clique that runs our country up until she became the UN ambassador, and at that point she had to resign. Now our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why doesn't anybody talk about the fact that Susan Rice is a member of this? Well, there's only about 70 Americans in the North American chapter. There are about 85 people in the North American chapter, but that includes the Mexican and the Canadian members. So 70, 75 members at the most. And they control our country between 1977 and the year 2007. every President of the United States and or Vice President of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about that? Certainly six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, including the President one, came from the membership rolls. Eight of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And we were simply talking about certainly Susan Rice, who is being suggested for the next Secretary of State. As I pointed out, between the year 1977 and 2008, 7 of the 12 Secretaries of State came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Now, certainly Hillary Clinton is not a member of the Trilateral Commission. Her Deputy Secretary of State, the fellow, I believe his name is Ross, is a member, and certainly the key positions in the State Department are held by members of the Trilateral Commission. But, of course, Hillary is not a member, but her husband, Bill Clinton, was a member. And then, of course, the Secretary of State before Hillary Clinton was Condoleezza Rice, who came from the Trilateral Commission. nation, we have a little subversive group that controls our government. Everybody's concerned about the danger of communism, or a resurgence of Nazism, or the world terrorist movement. Ladies and gentlemen, these are certainly not a threat to America. It is a subversive group in America that is working against the best interests of the United States, a subversive and treasonous group which controls our government. And why do I say it is a subversive group that is working against the best interests of the United States? Well, I'm simply quoting David Rockefeller on page 405 of his memoirs. How many of you out there in the listening audience have a copy of David Rockefeller's memoirs? We offer them here. Or you could simply get a copy, the one page from that book, and read it, where David Rockefeller says, you know, there are some who even believe that my family and I are part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to be able to build a more global and integrated society. And if that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. There it is. There's the admission. It's a subversive group. It's working against the best interests of the United States. These people want a world government. They want to destroy our economy, and they're in the throes of intentionally doing that today. Of course, they want to keep America having some military. They use our military throughout the world to bring about this world government and to enslave people. They need the CIA to kill people throughout the world. So the president has repeatedly ordered murders. There's no right to murder innocent people, as he did with the son of a terrorist. He simply ordered him killed, a 16-year-old boy. Traveling, trying to track down his dad. He was worried about him. Obama ordered him killed. And if he can order him killed, he could order your son killed too. That's murder, ladies and gentlemen. But nobody wants to talk about it. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we've got Bill calling us from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Fine. I was going to say that it seems like there are, you know, pockets of where the rights have been totally taken away, and then there's still pockets of the country where the law as it's supposed to be still stands. And an example of that is this recent opt-out of the TSA at the airport, where I've been seeing several videos, and in many cases, the people that are doing this, they're trying to petition other passengers that, you know, you can film your own denigration, or you can opt out of being in the scanner. And in many instances, they're thrown out by the personnel, which these people are not even like public police. These are like airport authority. I don't know if they're TSA or if some of them are like private.
No, most of them are TSA. They work for the Transport Safety Administration.
Yeah. But in one instance, okay, there was a sheriff that actually said, wait a second. He was telling the airport personnel, the manager of the airport, he said, wait a second, they have the right to pass out leaflets and pamphlets petitioning the other citizens, and you can't stop them from doing that. But in almost every video I watched, the people were basically intimidated out of the airport. I mean, some of them weren't letting the authorities intimidate them, but they were refusing to provide ID. But in this one instance, the sheriff said, wait a second, he doesn't have to provide ID to you, and he has every right to pass out these pamphlets. So it just seems like they're taking over in many places, but in other places, there are still people that recognize what the law really is.
Well, Bill, you have to understand that the whole concept of fighting terrorism by having to have the searches there in the airports is simply all a matter of smoke and mirrors. They're trying to instill in your mind there's really a threat of terrorism. There is no threat of terrorism, no realistic threat of terrorism in America. If it was, why, of course, something they could have found in the entire 1.5 billion Muslims over there all throughout the world, at least one of them who had gone into Mexico, smuggled suddenly explosives in, come across the border with a knapsack full of explosives, and gone to a football game or gone into a mall. And yet in 11 years since the September 11th attack, this has never happened. In fact, all of the arrests we've had, almost every one of them, with I think two exceptions I can think of, have been actually instances where FBI informants have actually talked foolish and impressionable Muslim people into becoming terrorists. But there is no spontaneous terrorist movement throughout the world. Certainly, the Taliban is over there. They're fighting for their freedom. They don't want us occupying their country. And if somebody was occupying our country, we would be fighting them. But of course, who's funding the Taliban? We are, either directly or indirectly through Saudi Arabia. Who's funding Al-Qaeda? We are, either directly or through the Pakistan intelligence or through Saudi Arabia, and all three of them. Actually, we have a book written, I think, in 2009, going into the background of Al-Qaeda, pointing out that Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and the CIA were funding the Al-Qaeda movement. But the average American is never allowed to hear that, and they focus our attention on all the wrong issues. The issue is not what's going on in the airports. It is phony as a $3 bill. And we need to keep pointing out that this is all fallacious. I mean, TSA is to see is to condition us to accept government authority without either congressional justification, or there is no real justification because there is no threat of terror here in America. In fact, the terrorist threat throughout the entire world is largely funded and always has been by the Council on Foreign Relations, by the CIA, and of course you go into the background of the so-called Muslim Brotherhood. We carry a book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, you can get it through our ministry. And that book simply points out that the Muslim Brotherhood was originally organized in 1928 by British intelligence, MI6, and taken over following World War II by the CIA, and continues to be funded by the CIA. Of course, the book concludes, well, we just made a mistake. We didn't make a mistake. I think it's long-range planning. I think everything going on is long-range planning and preparation for taking us into a war with the Muslim world, the war that is described in the Bible so clearly in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and of course, which doesn't even mention America, because I think this is going to destroy our nation if we're not destroyed before that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. We'd love to know what you think, what you'd like to talk about. And I think Bill is right. Of course, the people certainly have a right to stand up against the TSA, but understand you then become part of the system. They want this conflict back and forth. They want people proclaiming their rights. But the last thing they want is anybody standing up and saying, there is no terrorist threat, this is all phony, and we're spending countless billions of dollars, over $40 billion a year on the Office of Homeland Security, when, of course, what we really should be doing is using that money, of course, to pay down our national debt, which, of course, is eventually going to destroy this nation. Go right ahead, Bill.
I would say that, the whole thing is a fraud, but so you think that they actually want the people to be in the airports declaring
absolutely. You have to understand that they've thoroughly infiltrated the conservative movement or the pro-American movement in this country, and they want us to do all these things. They want us to sign petitions saying we should have state sovereignty, or the state should withdraw from the from the Constitution, from the central government. And basically, they create all of these issues to keep idle minds busy so that we will never be effective in talking about what's really going on. And the fact there's a little subversive clique, led in large part by David Rockefeller and the people who surround him, who've taken over control of our government, and our elections here are totally fraudulent. The last one was totally fraudulent. In fact, really, it was so amazing. almost the day afterwards, or the second day after the recent election on November 6th, when it was so obvious that there was all sorts of fraud, and suddenly people, you know, suddenly were actually changing the votes, and certainly in a lot of precincts there in Pennsylvania and in Ohio. Why Obama got 99% to 100%, sometimes even 120% of all the votes that were counted, or certainly all the people eligible to vote. And instead of that coming out, and suddenly we had this issue of General Petraeus, it was a planned diversion, ladies and gentlemen. They know how to play games with our minds. They know how to shift our attention off of important things onto unimportant things. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you agree or disagree, let us know. But that's my opinion, Bill. I think this whole thing, we're worried about the TSA, is simply one thing they want us to do. They want us to be concerned about that. The last thing they want us to be concerned about is something really important, like the progressive loss of our freedom. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, I mean, they fund the Taliban. The United States, through the host nation trucking contracts, the Pentagon pays the Taliban to stay off the roads in one part of the country so that they can send in the munitions and supplies.
Hold the thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Going on.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines here at Radio Liberty. We have Bill calling from Tri-Cities, and we have some open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. If you have a question or comment, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Of course, Bill is simply talking about so many of the things that they're focusing our attention on, the Occupy Wall Street movement. Of course, it's staged by the other side. So many of the things that we see being done, Bill was talking about this picture, we've seen it over and over on television. How about this government agent who walks up and down in front of a line of young people sitting there with the hands, clapped together and their heads down, and he's spraying them with pepper spray, this powerful pepper spray. And as Bill points out, not one of those students even flinched. If you were hit with pepper spray, ladies and gentlemen, you would flinch. That was a staged picture. So much of what you see on television is staged to control your emotions. And, of course, to see these heroic students, the wicked government. And yet, of course, they control both sides. And many times, of course, they're behind getting the young people out to demonstrate. They provide the leaders for the conservative movement. And many of them, of course, are working right on Sydney on radio. And they even have conservative radio programs just to mislead you away from talking about what the really important issues are. Well, Bill, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got some other callers, but thanks very much for calling. And I appreciate the information you put out. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm always looking and analyzing things that I think are staged, and then I write about it, because I think that more people should be doing that. If they see something on the internet and they think that it looks like a staged media event, they should take note of it, because all of these are being used to manufacture people's
They are manipulating our reality and, of course, are dictating our responses. God bless. Thanks so very much. Let's go to Ted calling from Moses Lake, Washington. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Ted. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, I always enjoy your programs. And, I wish you were in every state in the union. But I have an idea I'd like to share with your listeners, if I could, for funding. I don't know how you feel about this, but when I get a little money in, I'm going to buy a term life insurance policy and just name your show as the beneficiary. You can buy $250,000 policy for as little as $20 a month, and it's it'd be a nice thing to do for the show just as a way to keep you guys funded. So I just wanted to share that with your listeners.
Well, I appreciate the thought, but I wouldn't want anything to happen to you, Ted. I figure that hopefully the Lord will provide the funds if he wants us to have them. And he certainly has kept us going now. We're almost close to 20 years we've been doing this. And certainly he's provided the funds. Sometimes it's been a little short. We've had to put money into ourselves. Sometimes it comes a little ahead. We never get too much. We never get too little. But I appreciate the thought and the idea. But I certainly would not want to have you die just so we got some money from it.
Well, I'm not planning on it, but it was just an idea. I just wanted to share that.
I think it's an excellent idea. I appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I really enjoyed your discussion about Susan Rice. I didn't know she was a member of the Trilateral Commission, but it makes sense with everything else going on. I mean,
well, but the thing is, you would think that somebody would be talking about that. Some of our conservative leaders, maybe they just don't know, but if you really want information, go to augustreview.org. augustreview.org. And that's Sidney Pat Wood's website. He's probably the nation's leading expert on the Trilateral Commission. He started studying it back in the late 1970s, along with Professor Sutton, Anthony Sutton, who was another friend of ours who passed away. But Sidney, he's got a lot of great information on the Trilateral Commission. And according to David Rockefeller, it's a subversive group.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Anyway, God bless and thanks so much for calling.
Well, take care, Dr. Stan.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I wish we were on every state, but we have a pretty good outreach there in the central part of Michigan and northern New York City and the state of Washington. Oh, we missed Dave there calling from central New York. Well, Dave, you want to give us a call back? And then, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And it's Wednesday evening. It's open lines. We ordinarily do open lines at this time, although I think we're going to have Russell Blaylock on next week at this slot. We'll do our probably on Thursday. But anyway, of course, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about right here at Radio Liberty. And I would like to be on stations in every state in the Union.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
makes you think of Blake.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's open lines. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And don't be bashful. We'd love to talk to you. But, you know, of course, one of the greatest scams of all time is certainly the scam. Basically, they're talking about the fiscal cliff, and Republicans certainly don't want to raise taxes, especially on the very rich, and the Democrats don't want to cut government spending. And that is the debate, and ladies and gentlemen, it's as phony as a $3 bill. I mean, basically, they're saying, and President Obama is saying, look, if we could simply raise the taxes rate 3% on the very wealthy, the millionaires. Well, anybody making over $250,000 a year, that's for a family, over $200,000 for an individual, over $250,000 for a family, and we just do that, everything would be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not enough money coming in to pay what is going out. And basically, of course, they're lying to you about what the deficit is. There's a fascinating article published yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, November 27th. It was written by Chris Cox and by Bill Archer, and it's talking about certainly raising sufficient funds to pay for what we're doing. And of course, the real debt for any year should be based upon general accepted accounting principles, not the way, the phony way that the government is doing it. And the real debt for this last year was $8 trillion. Now, they simply point out that if you took all the money made by every American who made $66,193 or more, every American who made $66,193 or more, took every cent that they made, and then took all the money put out by earned by the corporations. They go back to 2006, when they had their maximum amount that the corporations that year made, I think, $1.6 trillion, and you took the $5.1 trillion, which is the subtotal of all the sum of all the money that all the Americans made, not taxes, but taxable income, but all the money that they made over that $66,000, and then all the money the corporations made, you'd still only have about $6.7 trillion, you wouldn't be able to pay what we actually owed or what we actually incurred in the way of debt in this year. There is not enough money to do it, and nobody's telling the American people the truth. They're going to intentionally destroy this country financially and impoverish our people. And let's go to Dave, who's calling from Spokane, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. It's a little off topic, but I have something I want to share with your audience. I've been doing some researching on YouTube, and I ran across a man named Ron Wyatt, and he's made several discoveries. He's no longer alive now, but when he made several discoveries in biblical archaeology.
And he did a wonderful job. In fact, we interviewed Ron Wyatt, and we have actually a four-tape set of my interviews with Ron Wyatt and certainly other people who work closely with him. But if you want to tell our listeners the amazing things he discovered that verify the story of the Bible, go right ahead.
Oh, I was just absolutely fascinated. I started out looking at his research on Noah's Ark. And when I first was heard about it, I heard about that site several years earlier. I had originally rejected it, thinking, no, we're all looking for a rectangle-shaped ark up on the mountain, you know. But when I ran across all of his discoveries here recently and put everything together, I was thinking, wow, that man was used by God.
He really was. And, Chris, basically for our listeners, Ron Wyatt actually discovered the real Mount Sinai, which is not in where the conventional Mount Sinai is. It's over in Saudi Arabia. He actually found the site where they actually could cross the Red Sea. There are even markers there to put up in the time of Solomon to actually mark that. He actually found the Ark of the Covenant. I talked to Ron Wyatt, and it's the most amazing four-tape set we have, and it's available from Radio Liberty only from us by calling 1-800-544-8927, and certainly those findings were actually verified by a gentleman from New Zealand who'd gone over there and gone to all of those places. We have a four-tape set with him as well, but I think you're absolutely right, Dave, Ron Wyatt was an amazing, amazing individual who was used by God, and the reason most people have never heard of it is because the people who control the media don't want any information out that will verify the biblical story, because if the Bible is true, then of course we know the terrible things that lie ahead for a nation that turns against God. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah, the most fascinating one to me was where he was looking for the Ark of the Covenant, and the spot where he was led to dig on the way down to finding the Ark of the Covenant, he happens to dig through the site where Jesus was crucified, and all the evidence there, it's obvious that that's what he found, and he even finds the stone that rolled across the entrance of the tomb, and then there's a crack in the ground, and he eventually discovers a cavern underneath this area about 20 feet down, and this crack goes all the way right from the middle post hole, the where the Lord's cross was, all the way down and right over the top of the Ark of the Covenant. So, and only God could have planned that.
I'm sure you can. Well, basically, of course, the four-tape set is called Where is the Ark of the Covenant? It's available for Radio Liberty. And you'll actually hear my interviews with Ron Wyatt where he tells those stories. And certainly, I appreciate your calling so much, Dave. Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
I love your show, and God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thanks for bringing that up. Let's go to Judy, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And hi, Judy, how are we doing?
Really good. I just wanted to add some comments to Bill's call on the TSA. I saw that, well, I think I saw the same video that he did, and it was put out by Infowars.com. And there were two people at the Albany airport on Black Friday educating the people on the dangers of the body scanners, and then their right to opt out. And that's when this gentleman came and tried to stop them from doing this. And then the sheriff came and told them that they had the right to do that, and they didn't have to show any identification. So it wasn't signing a petition. It was educating the people, you know, the dangers of the scanners and that they have a right to opt out.
And I think that's right. In fact, I just, over the Thanksgiving holidays, I flew to the East to see my great-grandchildren. And basically, of course, when I went through security, I just said to them, I don't want to go through your scanners. And they were very understanding. They were very nice. And I didn't have to get radiated. And I think people need to speak up. And you have that right. And people need to understand it's all phony, but certainly the people there are just doing their job. Most of them, few of them may be officious, but I've never really run into anybody who really insulted me or made me feel bad going through there. And I just simply smile at them and think to myself, you really should understand this is all totally unnecessary. This is all fraudulent. We're spending billions of dollars to convince the American people we're involved in a war on terrorism, and it's all phony. But certainly, I certainly think that's well worthwhile. I appreciate you bringing that up, Judy. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that was it.
But I think the important thing is what we need to stress is not, certainly you need to be educated about certainly how you can avoid going through the scanners. People have to understand the war on terrorism is phony. So they focus our attention on the TSA and certainly on all the things that we're required to do without pointing out there is no terrorist threat in America. It is all created, and what they're doing is manipulating our emotional response. What happens to the airport is simply a diversional thing, but to make us believe that the war on terror is real and it's as phony as a $3 bill. Anything else you'd like to say, Judy?
No, that'll do it.
God bless you. Thank you so very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And we've got Dave calling from Central New York. And go right ahead, Dave.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm curious. I enjoy your program, but I'm curious if you were going to call in on a program and someone could answer any questions that you have. What three questions would you have that you really want to know that have been bothering you?
Well, I don't have three questions that I would ask, certainly, because I hope I have a pretty good grasp of what's going on. But so basically, of course, I do not go on and call radio talk show hosts and ask them to answer the questions, because I don't think most of them would have the answers. I think that an awful lot of these people are good people. They just don't understand. I've been at this for 50 years, Dave, and I think I have a pretty good grasp of it. So basically, I'm not sure what those three questions would be. I hope I'm able to get people out there in the listening audience really thinking and try to get them to challenge what is going on and be able to think independently of the people who control the media. Because the media, as you know, is controlled. And certainly even a lot of our conservative so-called talk radio is controlled. So I really can't answer your question.
Okay. I have two questions then. Have you ever found out who makes the chemtrail material and where they make it, or why they put, another question, why they put BHP in cans that we have our food in?
Well, basically, you're talking about bisphenol. And bisphenol is a chemical product that feminizes people. They put it into certainly in the cans. They line the cans with it because they want to feminize our people. I think it's probably carcinogenic. It feminizes men. It gives women an extra dose of estrogens. I think it may well play a part in increasing the incidence of breast carcinoma. I think that they put it in there to do harm to us. Does that answer your question? They've known for 30 years that this is toxic, that it gets into this food, and literally every tin can is lined with that, supposedly to keep them from rusting. No, it's to poison the people. When you understand there's an organized effort to poison the American people, so much of what's going on makes sense. And I certainly, when I was talking with one of my relatives this last weekend, they say, why would anybody want to do that? And I simply replied, because they hate humanity, and they hate Christians, and they hate children. And they are doing everything they can to destroy their lives. And they really intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And basically, they have openly said this. And if you haven't read my treatise, Population Control Agenda, that's the Population Control Agenda. It's up on the internet or on my website. And we simply quote from what these people have said themselves. And you can check the references out. They're all true. And they openly talk about killing off 95%, 90 to 95% of the population of the world. They're deadly serious. It's just we don't take them seriously. Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And we have Dave from Central New York on the line. Go ahead, Dave.
Dr. Stan, have you ever been able to find out or talk to anybody, interview anyone that has been in underground bases that are so secret?
Yes. In fact, our friend Bob Fletcher is putting together a DVD on this, and we hope to have him have it available within the next month or so. But I've talked to him several times, and you can go get copies of those interviews with Bob. But he's been in the one, I believe, in Denver, Colorado, and I think there's another one in Colorado. It used to be CENTCOM headquarters there, and certainly he has talked to people all about these underground bases, which, of course, the question is, why are they building them? Are they building them because there's going to be a chemical attack on America, a nuclear attack on America, a biological attack on America? Or, as Bob suggests, is there going to be simply some sort of an intergalactic, like a Planet X comet hitting America, is described in the Bible. He doesn't know why, but he does know that they're building them, and he's talked to people who've been in them, and that's Bob Fletcher, and you keep listening, why we'll have him on, and we'll be offering that DVD as soon as it's available, and I hope it'll be available within a month.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr.
Okay, God bless. Okay, bye-bye. That was Dave calling. If you're out there and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's open lines, and we always look forward to your calls on at that time. We want to know what you're thinking about, and I don't have the answers to everything, but I've been around for a long time, and at least I have strong opinions, and we hope we're right on most incidences. We've got Charlie calling in, and let's see where Charlie's calling from. He's calling from Cincinnati. Hi, Charlie. How are we doing?
Yeah, hi. Okay.
Okay, do you have a question or comment?
On the news tonight, on the 6:30 news, one of the top hospital personnel in one of the hospitals was talking about mandatory flu shots, and if the people that work there did not take the shots, then they would lose their jobs, and I think that's wrong.
Well, absolutely wrong, because, of course, the flu shot, the influenza, almost all of it contains mercury, and there's no safe dose of mercury. They're simply poisoning the people who work in the hospitals. And then they say, well, oh, of course, you should take a flu shot. After all, the people in the hospitals take them. Healthcare workers take them. You should take one, too. And, of course, they're saying to the healthcare workers, you take the shot, it will fire you in our local hospital. Basically, they've told the people, you'll either take a shot or you'll have to wear a mask. Yellow mask. Whenever you're around patients, and at least some people who know what's in those vaccines and realize the danger of the vaccines, because they alter your immune system and the way your immune system works, they're wearing the yellow masks. And if we had enough people out there who had the understanding of the danger of the influenza shots, first of all, the scientific studies show they don't do much of any good. And certainly we know that vaccines alter the immune response. And we know that most of the influenza vaccine contains thimerosal, and there is no safe dose of thimerosal. I don't believe anybody should be taking those shots.
Right.
Anything else, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Ingram, who used to be on the radio, he talked about oil of oregano, and I thought for sure that he said it's effective against all colds, viruses and flu viruses. Is that correct?
Well, I'll tell you what I take whenever I start to come down with the flu virus, and when I flew back east, I took something called Allibiotic, A-L-L-I, Biotic. We offer that, and it contains oil of oregano, garlic, and oil of elderberry, and one or two other things. And I take it when suddenly I'm going to be traveling and there's a possibility of getting the flu, or when I start to come to the flu, I immediately take 2 Allibiotic every 4 hours and vitamin D3 every 4 hours. I haven't missed a day on the air from flu for 20 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Anything else you wanted to say there?
I've been listening to your program almost 2 years. I think it's the most informative program out there in the whole country. It's an excellent program. I love it.
God bless you. Thanks very much. We'll try to get those other people there in Cincinnati listening. We're lucky that we have an outlet there.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
God bless. And now Let's go to Tony calling us from Michigan. Hi, Tony. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Hear your voice, too. I call in because I've been reading Jeremiah Genesis 6. But what I really want to say is that, okay, from reading Revelation, we know things are going to happen because Jesus is coming back. Okay? None of his words are void. Okay? And because Satan is rampant in this world. And he has to be removed. So things are going to happen as long as he's here. So I just stay in the Word and look for the return of Christ. That's how
I hope he returns soon. That's all I can say.
I do too.
But in the meantime, we have to get people's attention, and hopefully when they find out the real problems in the world, they're going to be looking for answers, and hopefully they'll start reading the Bible, and maybe they'll both read the book of Revelation. They'll come to understand. You and I understand what's going on, Tony, but the vast majority of the people do not, and that's why I do what I do.
Satan is not going to allow it. Okay? The people he got is the people he got. They're not going to turn. And they seem like to be in charge now, in control. The only thing that helps us is Jesus returning. Just stay in the Word and keep serving God.
All right, fine. Thank you very much for calling, Tony. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Tony calling, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, and you could join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you could certainly donate to our programs, or you could certainly get out the books and videos and DVDs and 4-CD sets that we offer. Or certainly you could certainly advertise. We have a couple of people advertise with us. That's really up to you. If you're in a position to help, we would love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, then we ask that you pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and for our protection, because I really do believe that certainly what we do, certainly I really believe that, Chris, that God does honor prayer, and I hope that God will continue supporting us as he has in the past. So if you'd pray for us, we'd appreciate it. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, certainly, I want to mention that if you want to begin to understand what's going on today, I suggest you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should. If you have read it, then get copies and lend them out to others and try to get them to read and tell them it could be the most important thing they've ever read, because, of course, it will explain to them the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we are engaged today. A lot of people already know, but certainly the vast majority of the people do not understand what's going on, and our job is to point them in the right direction to understand the dark spiritual forces which control America today. And hopefully this will lead people to look for answers, and hopefully, and I know if they look for it, they will find it in their personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is certainly the most important thing we can do, is lead people into that personal relationship which will alter their lives forever. So you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to have the people listen to my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and many of these talks are actually up on our website at radioliberty.com. Not all of them, but there are all sorts of great DVDs up there you can watch for nothing. Hopefully you'd want to get them and copy them and get them to others as well, but that's your decision. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. That's population control, the covert agenda, and basically this will take you into an understanding of the powerful forces that are aligned against humanity today and the plan to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And people say that doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense if you read the Revelation, and Revelation 6:8, where you find that they start out by killing a quarter of the population of the world, And then you get to Revelation 6:9, and you understand that they're going to kill a third of the remaining population. And by the time you get through the Revelation, they've killed off the vast majority of the people in the world. And these things were prophesied thousands of years ago. And everything is in place. Certainly they're working on creating new and terrible diseases and making them communicable. They've done this with the avian bird flu. They took a deadly disease for birds, killed millions of birds every year. And they've taken that disease and they've experimented with it to make it communicable so it would spread to human beings where it is equally deadly. Why would anybody in their right mind do something like that? And of course, then we have the debate, should we publish that in medical journals or we should suppress the information? What about freedom of the press and freedom of science? Ladies and gentlemen, nobody ever asked the question, why would anybody in their right mind spend millions of dollars to study a disease, a deadly disease in birds, to make it more readily communicable to human beings where it is equally deadly, dangerous? And I will answer that. It has to do with population control. You need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Alex and Joyce and the others, but pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, I'd hoped we were going to have Pastor Roger Angus on with us. But he's getting, all we get is an answering machine. We talked to him a couple of days ago, and I thought he understood we had the program. My secretary is supposed to call him. But those things happen, and perhaps it was a misunderstanding. So I'm going to ask, if you're out there in the listening audience, that you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's going to be open lines. We have nothing prepared at all, so we hope that you will give us a call. It's something that you are thinking about, something you're concerned about. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly I believe that the new year, the year 2013, is going to be a memorable year for you because I believe that we're going to see severe economic collapse. I think we're going to see millions of more people unemployed. And of course, this is going to happen. Oh, it looks like we have our guest. So let's get to Pastor Roger Angus. Hi. Good evening, Pastor Angus. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. I'm honored to be on your program again.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and tell us listeners a little bit about your background, and then, of course, your concern about what's going on in the world today.
Well, I've been very heavily involved in the political arena, even though I do carry an ordination. I do believe that the church is should be the primary driving force in the political arena, not standing on the sidelines watching what's happening. And over the last 9 or 10 years, I have seen some real drastic things go on in this country that should not be going on in this country. Some real questionable people of character being elected into office, such as Barney Frank with his homosexual lifestyle, in this, and even with the president that we have, the questions that are been raised with you know, where he was born, it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference to where he was born, just simply for the fact that his father was a British citizen makes him ineligible to be in the White House, just because an 1875 Supreme Court decision between Minor versus Happersett defined a natural-born citizen, which is what our Constitution calls for our president to be, must be born to parents who both parents are citizens of the United States. And if Barack Obama Sr. is truly his father, he's not eligible. And nobody has pursued that over the last 4 years, and I don't see them pursuing it, you know, at this point either.
I don't think it's going to be pursued because, of course, there's a powerful force behind Barack Hussein Obama. I said he would never be the president of the United States. An unknown senator from Illinois suddenly become the president of the United States. There's a powerful force behind suddenly President Obama. And I think that until we understand that basically no one is allowed to run for the presidency unless they've already sold their soul, why we can begin to understand what's going on. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Roger Angus right here at Radio Liberty. Pastor Angus, you go right ahead.
All right. This last election, and I never thought that we would see him get reelected. What I saw happening in 2012 was pretty much the same thing that we saw in 1980 with Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter had pretty much destroyed his chances of getting reelected because of primarily the Iranian hostage crisis, because that was still very fresh in everybody's mind, but he also had destroyed the economy as well. And Barack Obama has done exactly the same thing. He has destroyed the economy even worse than what it was before he got elected. And everything that he has done, and he's kind of mimicked FDR. And FDR's economic advisor even stated about 10 years into his presidency that his economic policies of spend, just simply were not working. And Jimmy Carter tried it, and they did not work. Barack Obama is trying it, and it is not working. It's making the situation worse. The quantitative easing or the printing of money and dumping it into the system, is the only thing it's going to do is make the value of the dollar less, and it's going to cause massive inflation when it finally kicks in. So we're not following the principles that we followed in making this nation the greatest nation, the most powerful nation. the most generous nation the world has ever seen. We're actually going in the opposite direction. We're becoming the nation that our founding fathers fled from so that they could do something else. Christianity is being slammed on every corner. We're seeing that so-called art exhibit with the crucifix of Christ sitting in a jar of urine is going to be redisplayed in New York City, and nobody is saying anything about it except, you know, religious figures. But Barack Obama isn't saying anything about it, yet he condemned
it. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Roger Angus, and he's simply talking about the things that are going on in our society, the moral breakdown in our society, and the fact that it's all right to do an art exhibit to display a jar suddenly filled with urine with a picture or figurine of Jesus Christ in that jar, surrounded by urine, and that this is certainly being done today. But people don't understand there is a conspiracy against God. There's an intense hatred of Christianity among a small group of people who I believe have given themselves over to the dark side. And you really can't understand what's going on in America today unless you understand that there is a group out there that are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, but along with that is this idea to bring about a new world religion. They want to destroy Christianity. Oh, they don't mind if people talk about Jesus Christ, but they certainly want him as one of a number of gods. Certainly we have to look at the Jewish Messiah on an equal status. Certainly the Mahdi, the return of the Muslim leader, certainly Buddha, the other leaders throughout the world, Jesus being simply one of a number of religious leaders. They really want to destroy the faith of the American people, people throughout the world, in the divinity of Jesus Christ. There is a conspiracy against God today, and that is behind, in my estimation, this conspiracy that has taken control of America. They control both political parties, the military, the banks, the corporations, the educational system, many of our major religious seminaries, and they certainly control the six major corporations that control the media in America and ultimately determine in large part what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Pastor Angus.
Well, I have done a lot of study as far as our Christian heritage and what our founding fathers did to establish our nation and the governments within that nation, not only the federal government, but the state and local governments. Most of the early governments in this nation in the original 13 colonies were actually written by the pastors of the day. And which really surprises most people, because most people, even pastors today, believe that the church is supposed to stay out of the political arena. And it's all because of the 1954 Lyndon Johnson gag order, which is an unconstitutional attack on our First Amendment rights as a church. And it has no historical facts to it whatsoever, no historical basis. So what I did was I spent about 3 months studying and doing research, and I've written a book called The Defining America's Exceptionalism. And I talk about the founding fathers. I talk about the pastors. I talk about the educational system as it was established. I talk about our judicial system as it was established. Every fact, figure, quote, comment, article is documented in the book. I've got like 48 pages or 53 pages of footnotes in here. What we need to do, to get this nation back to being the greatest nation in the world, we which I would still rather live here than any other place in the world, but it's not getting a whole lot better. We need to get back to doing what our founders did. We need to go back to the founding principles that they lived by, not just their private life, but they carried that over into their public life and into the political life. We need to get back to that type of thing. We need to be putting godly men and women in charge of us, in authority over us. We have a gentleman that is in the White House now who says he's a Christian, but everything he does is against the Word of God. He has canceled, I believe, for 3 years in a row, the Day of Prayer festivities at the White House, but he has held a celebration for Ramadan the 4 years he's been in the White House. A Christian is not going to cancel the Day of Prayer and hold a Ramadan. Now, George W. Bush did hold Ramadan dinners, but he never canceled a Day of Prayer.
Well, I think that people really, of course, they'd like to know what Barack Obama really believes. Why, of course, so they go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and there's a section there on other videos on the Internet, and go down to the very bottom of that. Why, certainly one of the early DVDs we posted is an interview with Barack Obama, where he's making a statement. He said, you know, this was before he was actually elected president. He said, I'm just so glad that John McCain didn't make an issue of my Muslim faith. And the fellow who's interviewing him, he said, oh, you mean your Christian faith? And of course, Obama corrected himself, said, oh, didn't make an issue of my Christian faith. Well, now, of course, why would McCain make an issue of his Christian faith? But he would make an issue of his Muslim faith. I don't think there's any question that certainly Obama certainly is a Muslim. It has been said that he actually, when he visited the king of Saudi Arabia, he bowed almost to a right angle. In subservience, here's the president of the United States, representing America, the most powerful nation in the world, bowing before the king of Saudi Arabia. And of course, critics have said it didn't happen. It did not happen. But if you go through the DVDs on my website, you can actually see him bowing down almost 90 degrees at the waist in deference to the king of Saudi Arabia. I think that Barack Obama is not only, certainly is a not only a Muslim, but certainly I've gone to meetings and had people come up to me, simply at the meetings at my table, and say, look, we're from Chicago. Everybody in Chicago knows Barack Obama is a homosexual. And if you go into the background, there were several homosexuals who attended the church with Barack Obama, and who died under very mysterious circumstances when Barack Obama was getting ready to run for the president. I'm not saying he was involved in their deaths, but I believe there's a powerful force behind this man who professes to be a Christian, and yet you see very little objective evidence of it. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Pastor Roger Angus, and he has written a book on America's Christian heritage, because America was founded as a Christian nation. There is no question. You go back and read what our founding fathers said. And remember, of course, America is great because America is good. But if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And those words of Thomas Jefferson, which you'll find engraved on the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., and this is what Thomas Jefferson had written, and you can read it there. Of course, you'll never hear this mentioned anywhere in America, but Thomas Jefferson wrote, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is great and he is good, and he will not continue to support America under the current circumstances. That's not paraphrasing what he said. I tremble for my free country, but I reflect that God is good, and if America ever turns against God, he will withdraw his support from our nation. Those words are chiseled into the back of are certainly there in the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., and nobody ever quotes them. Go right ahead, Pastor Angus.
Well, when you go visit Washington, D.C., and you go into the almost any of the public buildings, the Supreme Court building, the State House, doesn't make any difference. There are Bible quotations carved in stone in every one of those buildings. And what is really ironic is the Supreme Court has, you know, made the decision that you cannot have a display of the Ten Commandments in any courthouse in the country. But when you go into the Supreme Court building and they close the doors so that they, when they're having their session, carved on the backside of those doors, and this was done on purpose so that the, because the justices face those doors, that they read the Ten Commandments, which are carved into those two huge wooden doors.
And of course, above the area where they sit, the stone marble face above them is a replica of the Ten Commandments there, the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. There's no question, of course, that it is there, but nobody ever mentions it. We're supposed to believe there's a wall of separation between church and state, yet the people who designed the Supreme Court building, the architecture, and the people who carved the Ten Commandments on the door there of the Supreme Court building knew exactly what they were doing, but this is never described by the media, which is controlled in America today, because the last thing that the people who rule America want is for people to understand what's going on. And, of course, the quotation from Thomas Jefferson was, "Reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever." And ladies and gentlemen, we should all be trembling for America and for our children and our grandchildren, because God, I believe, is going to bring his judgment on America if we don't return to the moral fabric. We are morally bankrupt. We are financially bankrupt. We are spiritually bankrupt in America. And the only way this is going to turn around is, of course, if the American people turn back to God. But they're not going to unless, of course, they understand what this is about. They understand that our educational system is controlled, our churches are controlled. Many of our ministers are afraid to speak out and tell you the truth for fear of retaliation. I know some who have and have lost their, certainly their parishes. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Roger Angus. Pastor Angus, go right ahead.
Oh, okay. When it comes to what, our nation being out of, being spiritually bankrupt, we had a case in Colorado here where a young man tried to steal a, I think it was an 82-year-old woman's purse, and she wouldn't give it up, and he ended up beating her to death to get that purse. And the case went to court, and he lost. And the prosecuting attorney read a verse out of the Bible. I think it was either 7 or 9 words. And because those 7 words were brought up in the courtroom, they filed an appeal, and the man walked. Just simply because scripture from the Bible had been mentioned in a courtroom. And the unique thing is, when a judge walks into a courtroom, everybody stands. And the tradition behind that is, when a judge walked into the room, he carried a Bible with him, and everybody stood to honor the Word of God. And in today's court, when the Word of God is brought up, the case is thrown out of the system. And it's just an absolutely deplorable state that our justice system has come to, and the way it's being run right now, and including our education system has gone pretty much the same way. It began with the only school book that we had was the Bible, and now that's just about the only book that you can't have in a school nowadays is the Bible. Our education system was set up so that people could read and understand the Word of God, so that they would know when the politicians were trying to do something that was contrary to the Word of God. And nowadays, we can read, we can write, but we've got no knowledge and we've got no wisdom. And our political, our education system is empty.
I certainly share your concern, Roger. I think it's so vitally important people understand there is a conspiracy against God, and they've removed God from our schools. And this has been going on for half a century, going back to 1962, just 50 years ago when they took God out of our schools. And I remember when that happened. And wondering at the time what would happen down the line. Well, now we see two generations later, why, of course, a society where there is no moral foundation, where there's increasing violence and crime, where one in every 103 adults is in prison, where one in every 33 adults, American adults, is in prison. Probation. Take God out of a nation, of course you end up with a godless nation. You end up with a nation with no moral foundation. We have more people in our prisons today than any other nation in the world, including communist China. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Pastor Roger Angus. Roger, how can people get copies of your book?
They can either contact me directly, or they can just simply get on Amazon.
And what is the title of the book again?
The title of the book is Defining America's Exceptionalism.
Defining America's Exceptionalism, and how would they get hold of you?
Okay, they can get a hold of me. My email address, which is the simplest way to get a hold of me, is editor@restorefreespeech.org.
You always have to put that out twice because people never get it the first time. editor@restorefreespeech.org. Is that right?
That's correct, sir.
editor@restorefreespeech.org. Well, basically, what do you hope to accomplish? How are we going to get people to want to turn back to God? Why do people need God when we have a utopian society where almost 150 million people get a government check every month? There has never been a society like this one where we have something with the people here who live in poverty. If they were in another country, they would be looked upon as being incredibly wealthy. Certainly, we do not have the terrible poverty in America that they have throughout the world. Of course, we're having to borrow 40 cents from every dollar the federal government spends. And, of course, then, of course, there's all the money simply being created by the Federal Reserve System to keep the system going. But right now, we have a wonderful, wonderful society. Why would anybody want to turn to God?
Well, our government cannot be our source. And should not be our source. We just heard Jake Fox this last week said that we have to give honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is not our Lord and Savior. He doesn't even come close. No human being on this planet even comes close.
You and I both know that, but obviously an awful lot of people voted for Barack Obama. I think the election was still slanted, but I think he got an awful lot of votes out there. And after all, when the government's giving you a check every month and he promises to give you more and look after you and to provide now health care for everybody in the country, it's pretty hard to turn your back on the man who's sending you a check on a regular basis. With 150 million people getting a government check every month, why would people want to change things? And if you want to document that, Senator Tom Coburn has written an excellent book called The Debt Bomb, and he tells it that there are 100 million people who get a government check every month. And some of these are fabulously wealthy corporations, and some of them are banks, and some of them are people just getting food stamps. But over 100 million people get a check every month from the government, a regular stipend from the government. And then in addition to that, we have the people on Social Security, and that's another 56 million. We're talking about 150 to 160 million people are getting payments from the government every day. Why wouldn't they look to government as a source of bounty? The only trouble is, ladies and gentlemen, why there's no way it's going to continue. Well, the government's borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar it spends. Every dollar that's spent, they borrow at least 40 cents, and I think it's probably a great deal more than that if the truth of the matter be known. Well, certainly, Pastor Roger, how are we going to get people to realize that this is an artificial world we live in, and that if America doesn't return to God, why God is going to bring his vengeance on this nation? I'm firmly convinced of that.
Well, I'm thoroughly convinced of it as well, and God's word says that he does not change. God has always used Israel's enemies to enact judgment on them, and I believe that he is basically doing the same thing with us. We have our enemies. He's also used some natural disasters, Katrina being one. I believe Sandy was an example of another, and this is because we are not holding God up in the position that he needs to be held up in.
I saw the most frightening picture today. Basically, it's a picture that came from the National Geological Service of the earthquakes around the finger, the fringe of fire, the ring of fire is what they call it. It's the area along the Pacific Ocean, both on the west coast of North and South America, and then, of course, on the coast of China, down in Malaysia. And over the last 30 days, there have been literally well over 100 earthquakes in that area. We've never seen this before. I think that God is getting prepared to bring international calamities, and I think it's going to end up having serious consequences here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Don't be late.
No. Wide with fall. God bless America. My
Right, Pop? Right, son.
God bless America, land that I love, guide her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean white with foam.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Pastor Roger Angus, who really feels very deeply about the fact that America has ceased to be a Christian nation, that our leaders certainly have a different agenda, and there's an intense hatred of Christianity on the part of the people who really rule America, and that is, of course, the Trilateral Commission, because, of course, they control both political parties and make mockery out of the electoral process. But until the American people understand that, or understand that this small group of people, barely 87 people in all of North America, and probably no more than 70 to 75 Americans, control both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process, why nothing is going to change. But these people also are part of this subversive movement that wants to bring about a one-world government and a one-world religion. And it is founded in an intense hatred of Christianity and everything it stands for. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there across America and you have a question or comment for Roger Angus. But we don't teach in America today that when America was founded, it was founded primarily by Christians who wanted to have this known as a Christian nation. And everybody did know this. Certainly there were very few people in key positions who were not Christians when America was first created. There were always a small group here, though, from the very, very inception, who wanted to use the financial and military power of this nation that they knew was going to grow into a world leader to bring about their ultimate goal, and that is the establishment of a one-world, godless society. Well, we've got Michael calling right now, and Michael's calling from Flint, Michigan. Let's ask Michael, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I got a question and a comment.
Okay. Why don't you ask the question first?
Okay. I kind of would like to make the comment first because then the question would be, you know.
Okay. Go ahead. Make the comment.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The comment is I believe your guest has hit the nail right on the head. We got the Ten Commandments on the door at the court. God says in His Word that we're to follow His Ten Commandments and His commandments, and nobody can stand up to God and His Word, and that's the way He laid it out, and that's the way it is. The Founding Fathers knew that, and they wrote us the Constitution accordingly. Now what it is the Ten Commandments, we throw those away, and so if we walk in Christ, we walk in grace. But if we're not, then we will be held accountable by the Ten Commandments and by the law, and nobody can stand up to the law.
Okay,
so,
you're absolutely right, Michael, but you have a question for our guest.
Yeah, so what I want to ask is okay, nobody can stand up to the law, and if they're not walking in grace, which I believe this country is not.
Okay, Michael, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you now.
Okay, fine. We'll get around to that, please, because we have other people on the line, and if everybody can't just give a sermon, so please just go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, so the question is, knowing that we're not walking in grace, and that we're being held accountable by the law, and most likely the Antichrist is already in authority and orchestrating all this, what way should we conduct ourselves when we have already basically probably already lost our country and nobody really realizes what's really going on.
Michael, what you're doing, Michael, you're giving another talk. Basically, I do not believe we've lost our country. I believe we've been taken over, but I believe the vast majority of the people in this country are good and loyal Americans who love this country. Our job is to reach them. How would you respond to Pastor Roger? Suddenly, Michael says we've already lost the country. There's nothing we can do. Well, actually, there's a great deal we can do. We haven't lost the country because we still have the ability to speak out. How would you respond to Michael?
Well, Michael, I think we have to remember what Jesus told us, and Jesus told us to occupy until he comes. That means we need to do everything that we know to do in spreading the gospel, standing for the word of God, standing on the word of God, spreading the word of God. The United States is still the nation that supplies most of the gospel to the world via money or actually sending out the missionaries. God is not going to destroy this country. We have not lost this country. It appears that we have. We have had a major setback, and the biggest reason for that setback is because the people in the pews are not doing what God has told us to do.
And the ministers, are not giving the proper leadership. They've been misinformed in the seminaries. What we need to do is take our churches back and take our nation back. Thank you so much for calling, Michael. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I believe the wicked people control certainly the centers of power in our government, but we have an awful lot of good and wonderful Christian people in America. We have far more Christians in America than any other nation in the world, which is one reason why our leaders hate America and want to kill them off. They hate Christians, and we still are predominantly the vast majority of Christian nation. Catholic, Protestant, they want to do everything they can to get the Protestants fighting the Catholics fighting the Protestants, and we certainly are going to have disagreements. But we all acknowledge, at least basically, if you believe in the Bible, the leadership of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go right ahead, Roger.
Well, one of the things that, you know, we have to understand that, where we came from. If we don't know where we came from, we're not going to know where we're going. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have in this country. We don't know our history. And until we learn our history, we're going to have some major problems. My kids know more history, American history, than any of their contemporaries, just simply because I taught it to them myself while they were in school. They don't teach Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, because that promotes national pride. And as you've been talking about the one world government, they can't have a one-world government if you're proud of the nation that you live in. Our colleges and universities, which at one point in time, the majority of them were established by Christian denominations for the purpose of raising up pastors. I believe by 1872, we had 265 universities and colleges, and all but 17 of them were associated with one denomination or another, and their main purpose was to raise up Christian pastors. Well, their creeds and their mottos back then are not what they are today, because their creeds and their mottos designated their purpose, and their purpose was to raise up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we don't see that. Judges and attorneys, if you wanted to get a law degree up until about 1910, you had to go to law school, but you also had to go through 4 years of seminary. And the thought process behind that, and I believe it was James Wilson, one of the founding fathers, declared that man cannot judge man unless man knows how God judges man. And that's, and that was the basis of our judicial system. And, even when a man, was found guilty of a crime, I believe there was a case in it, and I've got it in the book, around 1818, he was found guilty of a crime, and the penalty was, it was the death penalty. And, the judge sat there at the bench and preached a sermon to the guy and told him he needed to make sure that he had things right with God and right with man, because and back in those days, you didn't have 15, 20 years under a death penalty for your appeal process and all that garbage that we go through now. You had 5 to 7 days, and that was it. And that judge basically preached a sermon to him and told him he needed to be saved, get a hold of a clergyman, and get things right with God, because your eternal what you're going through here is one thing, but you're looking at eternity right now, and you need to make sure that you're going to someplace where you want to go for eternity. If a judge did that nowadays, they'd throw the case out of court.
And I think that's so true. And what a tragedy it is that, of course, we cannot, of course, mention God in our, certainly in our courts today. There is no wall of separation between church and state. This is contrived by the people who hate God. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I am firmly convinced, as I'm sure Roger is, that if America doesn't turn back to God, God is going to turn his back on America. And we're going to see terrible things happening. And I really fear that the whole system is going to coming down in the next year or two. There is a timetable. It's being directed by the people on the other side. I'm not privy to that timetable, but certainly everything I see suggests there are going to be some very, very difficult times starting the first of next year. And I believe that one reason Obama is our president for the next 3 or 4 years, and certainly he is not a good man. Certainly I believe that there was all sorts of skullduggery and certainly illegal acts to bring him into the presidency. But I believe, of course, he is simply a sign of God's punishment on America. And God punished the children of Israel repeatedly by putting in corrupt kings because they turned against him. And a similar thing has just happened in America. But nobody wants to say that. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I believe that Barack Obama's recent election is part of God's judgment and punishment on America. Go right ahead, Roger.
Well, I have to agree with you, and I've heard another preacher make that exact same statement, part of, you know, God's judgment for turning away from him and allowing the things that to happen in this nation that has happened is simply because of he is using not just Barack Obama, but the policies that he is going to establish as that part of that judgment that is going to come down on this nation. And I do believe that we're going to see some really serious things coming down. But I also believe that the people that voted for righteousness will be protected. But the people that did not vote and the people that that voted for Obama are going to be going through the hardest 4 years of their life.
Well, I think that, of course, is a problem. I don't think that Romney was that much better. Certainly, and we did not have that much of a choice. But Obama, I think, was the worst of the two evils. And so Basically, I think we might have been a little bit better off with Romney, maybe not. But basically, I believe, of course, that we could not have a worse president today than Barack Obama, having nothing to do with his color at all. I mean, I think that a black man could make a great president, but only one who loved America. And Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. He lies, and he is certainly not. He does not love America, nor does he love the Lord who he professes to love. This is all show. It's all acting. And I believe Obama will supervise and reign over the dismantlement of the freedoms of our nation. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Roger, do you think there's a chance that we could have a revival in America today?
Well, I actually do. I think that over the next few years, we will the people will their eyes will be opened to what Barack Obama is going to try to do. I don't believe he is going to destroy the nation because, as I stated earlier in the program, it's from America where most of the gospel is spread throughout the world, and God's not going to destroy that source of the spreading of the gospel. However, sin is sin, and there's going to be a judgment for that. And I do believe that we will see judgment in many different forms. We could have natural disasters, economic disasters, but again, I do believe that the people that are faithful are going to be spared from the extreme harshness that we're. I mean, we're not talking, you know, the tribulation period, because it's not time for that. But we are headed for some very, very tough times.
Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from upstate New York. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do have just a quick comment for you, Dr. Stan. Before the election, I really liked what you said, that it was like having a choice of being hung or being shot.
And I think that's really about the choice that we had. I think both candidates certainly were subservient to the Brotherhood of Darkness. That Obama was so much worse than Romney. But anyway, did you have a question or comment?
I wish Ron Paul had been able to be in it.
I wish he had. I wish that Ron Paul had been the Republican nominee, but of course they would never allow that sort of thing, because he's a man of integrity, and the last thing that the people who run our government want is a man of integrity. Anything else to say?
I didn't know a lot about him, but everyone said that he made sense. That's why, you know, that's why he didn't get it.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much for calling, and please try to get the people up there in upstate New York listening on a regular basis, will you?
Oh, I told the gentleman tonight about your show. He was going to go to your website.
God bless. So that's how we're getting and growing our audience all across America. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Well, our pastor is, our guest is Pastor Roger Angus. Roger, would you like to, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What is the message you'd like to leave with our listeners across America, indeed, across the world?
Well, our founders gave us the greatest nation this world has ever seen. We're at a precipice right now, and we either lose it or we keep it. And I do believe that we are going to have an opportunity. God's going to give us the opportunity to keep it. But what we have to do is we have to understand what God wants this country to do, the role that God wants this nation to play on the world scene. And we have to go with that. Whether that's our plan or not doesn't make any difference. Because unless you're working God's plan, God's not going to let it happen. And we need to get back to what we were doing that made this nation great. We need to get back to God as a nation. I don't think this nation ever had 100% of its people, seeking the face of God, but we need the majority of the people, seeking the face of God and doing what God has called us to do. And when we start doing that, when we start putting godly men and women in authority over us, we will start to see this nation, come back to what it's supposed to be. If we don't make that effort, Ronald Reagan said we're, never more than one generation away from losing this nation. I don't think we're that far away. I mean, if we get another president in 2016 like Barack Obama, I do believe that this nation probably is going to be so bad by 2020 that nobody would ever recognize this as the freest and the most prosperous and the most powerful nation in the world. Obama is doing everything to cut back our military, to make our military weak, to make our economy weak, to make our energy programs weak, and to level the playing field, if you will, to make everything fair for everybody. Well, everything isn't fair.
We're out of time, Roger. Thank you so very much for being with us. God bless you. And hold that thought for just one moment. Okay. Our guest has been Roger Angus, Pastor Roger Angus. Roger, one more time, the name of your book, and tell people how to get hold of it.
The name of the book is Defining America's Exceptionalism, and it can be found on Amazon. Just type in the search box the name of the book, Defining America's Exceptionalism, or my last name, which is Angus, A-N-G-H-I-S. And it will pull up that book, and it'll also pull up another book that I have on there.
God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Good night. God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the program this evening, because I feel very, very strongly about Sydney. Sydney, we do carry a book by David Barton going into the Christian heritage of America, and there is no question at all that America was founded by predominantly by Christians to become a Christian nation. Now, there were evil people here at the time when America was founded who always intended to use the financial and military power of this country to bring about their one world totalitarian government. Many of them, of course, did not understand that this was to be the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, that America then was to lead this world towards this one world government and towards this coming war with the Muslim world, where the Muslims move in mass against Israel. And what is really so exciting is I firmly believe that we are living in biblical times. And if you haven't seen the DVDs put out by Pastor Billy Crone, and you need to get them, right now we carry, I think, four of the new series. He has an old series. There were 10 of them. I think they're probably going to be closer to 30 or 40 of 5 DVD sets in this series. But it is fascinating. It's called The Final Countdown. If you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and they will give you the opportunity to correlate what is going on politically, what's going on historically, what's going on militarily, with, of course, what was prophesied thousands of years ago. The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, a series of DVDs, and the information in them is invaluable. Well, this is the time I need to remind you my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get the 4 best tapes or CDs of the month, along with our monthly newsletter. You can donate. You can certainly get the various books that we have. You can advertise with us. Whatever you'd like to do, we would appreciate, if you're in a position to help, joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not, And we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our provision and protection, because, of course, there's a powerful spiritual forces are aligned against truth and against our nation today. And until you understand that, very little that's going on really makes sense. And so we ask you, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet 24 hours a day. You can see many of our DVDs. You can read our monthly newsletters going back well over a decade. And then, of course, we ask you to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get our talks on the DVDs on the Dark Secret and the Forbidden Secret, and their syllabuses goes with both of those talks. But I recommend certainly our recent talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and they get a syllabus that goes with that, which has the documentation of what we're saying, and we simply publish a great deal of what the other side has actually said. That's Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And understand that what is happening is not happening by accident, not happening by plan, that most of what you read in the newspapers or hear on television simply isn't true, that there's a small, well-organized minority that controls our reality, and they are energized by evil. And, of course, many of them don't even understand. They honestly believe their effort to bring about a world government is going to bring about a better world, without realizing, of course, what they're really doing is working the fulfillment of the prophecies that were written thousands of years ago to talk about the destruction of humanity. Please pray for America. Our number 1-800-544-8927.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. We are still here at the Power Hour. Surprising to some of you. Yeah, going to be an interesting day today. We are going to, after the first hour, go into the discussion of whatever you want to discuss. Because the first hour news may be a little bit, I don't know. With respect to what's been happening the last few days on the Power Hour, the discussions that have been held here, I want to make sure we are talking about the real issues, the truth as much as we can find it. And I have to tell you listeners how impressed I am with the emails that I've been getting. You all have a very good understanding, many of you, of history, of prophecy, of religion, of many issues that we value on this program. And I'm going to read some of those emails. They've been very, very well put.